There are many strange things about this election season, but there's one thing that President Donald Trump, former President Barack Obama, and probably Democrat Joe Biden can agree on.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
1 week until the most important election of our lifetimes.
The candidates and Obama made their closing pitches at campaign events in swing states. Democratic candidate Joe Biden spoke at an event in Warm Springs, Georgia, the site of Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Little White House. Biden says he wants to heal and unite the country.
The divisions in our nation are getting wider. Angry people are upset. Anger and suspicion are growing. And our wounds are getting deeper. Many wonder, has it gone too far? Have we passed the point of no return? Has the heart of this nation turned to stone? I don't think so. I refuse to believe it.
He raised the issue of Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic, a sore point for the Trump administration.
In the spring, the president declared, and his voice as commander-in-chief, says commander-in-chief he was going to wage war on the virus. Instead, he shrugged, he swaggered, and he surrendered. And then his chief of staff, just last week, made a stunning admission, an admission that I believe but never thought he'd say, saying, quote, "We're not going to control the pandemic," end of quote. We're not going to control the pandemic. It's a capitulation. It's a waving of a white flag. It's a window into the shocking truth about this White House that they've never really tried.
President Donald Trump began his day with an event in Lansing, Michigan. He also talked about the COVID-19 pandemic, but from a different point of view.
COVID. Well, we have a spike in cases. You ever notice they don't use the word death, they use the word cases.
Many public health experts have criticized the Trump administration for falling down on testing. Trump does not accept that perspective.
In many ways, I hate it. In many ways, I hate it. We test everybody. And because of that, now if I tested half, if I said, we are going to cut our testing down in half, they'd go crazy because the cases would go down in approximately half, right? And then we're going to cut it down in half once again. And there are other countries that don't do testing, and they show very few cases. I mean, it's a very simple thing. But overall, it's good to have the testing. We find out where it is, and there are a lot of things. But they use it to make us look bad.
Trump also spared time to talk about the recent 60 Minutes interview that he walked out of. He did not like the approach of the interviewer, journalist Leslie Stahl.
Wasn't she rude? She just kept asking me questions.
He also saved fire for his opponent, Democrat Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's made a corrupt bargain exchange for his party's nomination. He has handed control of his party over to the rage-filled socialists, Marxists, and left-wing extremists. If Biden wins, the flag-burning radicals on the streets will be running your government, like in Portland, the anarchists, the Antifa. Hey, Antifa!
On a more positive note, Trump continued his push to shore up support from suburban women.
Because women, suburban or otherwise, they want security. They want security. They want safety. They want law and order. They have to have law and order. And we're going to do great. And I love women, and I can't help it. They're the greatest. I love them much more than the men.
Of course, Trump is not forgetting the needs of men also.
And you know what else? I'm also getting your husbands. They want to get back to work, right? They want to get back to work. We're getting your husbands back to work, and everybody wants it.
Former President Barack Obama gave his stump speech for Biden in Orlando, Florida. He says the Trump administration does not understand sacrificing on behalf of others.
Our current president, he whines that 60 minutes is too tough. You think he's going to stand up to dictators? He thinks Leslie Stahl's a bully.
Obama blasted Trump's response to the coronavirus pandemic.
And what's his closing argument? That people are too focused on COVID. He said this at one of his rallies. COVID, 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 he's complaining. He's jealous of COVID's media coverage.
Like Trump and Biden, Obama stressed the importance of voting and voting soon, if possible.
And you don't have to wait until next Tuesday to cast your ballot. You've got two ways to vote right now. Number one, you can vote early in person right now. Number two, you can vote from home with a mail-in ballot. Don't wait. Put it in the mail or drop it off at a Dropbox location today. Don't take any chances.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.